from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
All right, I'm going to start off today with an admission, concession. Don't know exactly how you want to kind of phrase it here, but a change in my tone, a change in my opinion. Yesterday, I came here on the Extra Point Show, and I said, you know, if the Florida Panthers finish off the Edmonton Oilers in 5 games, you can't give the Conn Smythe to Connor McDavid, despite the fact we all know he is the best player in the world. He hasn't been the best player throughout the playoffs from start to finish. It hasn't meant the most to what's happened here in these playoffs to his team from start to finish. You could make that argument, I guess, but I do think for the Oilers, you know, they had early on, it was Zach Hyman and Stuart Skinner came up really big. And of course, McDavid was doing his thing. But, you know, they struggled through a couple of rounds. And then they get to the Stanley Cup final, and here comes Barkov, and here comes Florida, and Bobrovsky's there, and Verhage, and look what Evan Rodriguez is doing. And I said basically, look, this might be a case where you could try to divide it up, but you can't give it to McDavid if they lose 4-1 in the finals. It just doesn't make sense to me. I would not want to see that. That is not the case anymore. I am changing what I've felt about this because Connor McDavid is unbelievable what he's doing. Unbelievable. And last night, for him to go out and perform the way he did, the way they did, to lift his team in the face of elimination, now 2 games in a row, I mean, I'm going to change my tune on this. So you got me, if you had me. But either way, hey, that's what happens in life, right? It's kind of weird. It's always this kind of weird thing with me where people will say, you might say, well, you have this one opinion, and then later you change your opinion, and then people make fun of you for it. You're like, well, wait a minute. No, that's the smart thing to do when you get more information. Like, why would anybody just have one opinion and never change on something regardless of extra information they get? It never made sense to me. I think the intelligent thing to do is evaluate, and information changes over time, and it could change again. Maybe I'm sitting here in, you know, 3 days after they play game 6, and I'm like, but I don't think so. I mean, look, he's the best player in the world. We know that. We've said that. I've said that. We all know that. But what he did last night and the way, oh my God. I mean, going 1-on-4, the assist he had, 8 points in 2 games. For them to be put back in this position, like, I don't care now who finishes this off in how many games. It's Connor McDavid's Conn Smythe. It's got to be. So, starting off today with a rare admission concession from a sports talk radio host, right? No, I mean, look, it's a lot of you already felt it. And I had a problem yesterday with him winning it when you lose in 5 games in the Stanley Cup final. It just didn't make sense to me. And they didn't do that. Now they're going to game 6. Yeah, you lose in game 6. You know, it's a series. It's respectable. And you carried your team through those last 2 games to get them to where they need to be. And you've been the best player, the most productive player. And you're setting records and beating records that Wayne Gretzky had. So I'm here for it. I'm here for Connor McDavid to win the Conn Smythe. I certainly would have no issue if someone on the Panthers still won it, given the parameters and set of circumstances I just laid out. But I just think you got to give it to him. That was unbelievable last night. I'm so glad this is going 6 games now. And I do think this could go 7. I still think Florida's going to win it. They might win it in game 6. But it's going to be tough. Edmonton's on a roll now. They're going back home. And they've kind of figured out a little bit what to do here, right? They've kind of navigated their way through. They had to get through game 4 and, you know, the big 8-1 score. Like, okay, well, Florida's going to go home. They're going to wrap this thing up. But they carried over a lot of what they did, at least for the first 2 periods. I mean, Florida was dominating the 3rd period. I really thought they were going to score the game-tying goal at some point. My wife and son were watching it. We were at an event last night. Came home, watched like the last half of the game. And in the 3rd period, I'm like, oh my God, like they're just, Edmonton's trying to just get out of here. They're just trying to get out of here. But they did. They got out of there, and that's all they need. Now it gets reset. They go back to Edmonton. It's game number 6. And I think Florida probably still wins it. But no, it would not be a surprise now to see the first time ever in the history of the Stanley Cup Final if a team comes back from 3-0 to win it, because that could happen here. Welcome to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio here with you. It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Curtis, he said yesterday that it had to be McDavid. I think that's what your take was, Curtis. You were right now. I mean, I'm going to agree with you now, but go ahead, buddy. You're on the Extra Point Show. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Sal. How are you?
I'm good.
As soon as the game ended, you were the first person I thought about. I'm like, oh my God.
I love it.
Man. Yes. Yeah. It's just like those referees in that Buffalo game. Just give it to them.
Just give it to them. I tweeted that and I thought about that. It was Buffalo, New England, right? Late 90s. And you're like, it's Doug, right? And they give it to Sean Jefferson, I think it was, on the sidelines. Yeah. And he clearly did not have a first down. And you hear the referee say, just give it to him. I thought about that too.
Correct. Yeah. I was thinking about that last night. Oh my God, this guy, he's a freak.
He's amazing.
He's a freak. And like, oh my God, I think Edmonton's going to win it now. I would like to see Florida win it, but the way he's just completely taking over the game. It's like he's not going to let them lose. And just looking at his body language yesterday, I'm like, he's not going to let them lose. This will be incredible if Edmonton win it. And oh my God, man.
Have we ever seen anything like this? Like, I guess you could compare it. Jordan, right? Jordan kind of willed his team. It's the flu game, right? The flu game was something like this, wasn't it, Curtis?
Yes. It's like we're not going to lose it game, you know? And like, wow. I didn't think about that, the flu game. But yes, it's similar to that. This is the greatest player with the exception of Greg Gretzky, this is probably the greatest player I've ever seen. And I've been watching hockey for a while now.
Yeah, me too. You know, I it's hard for me. I'm one of these guys, Curtis, that it's very hard for me to just transition to, oh, this guy's better. Like, I won't do that with Ovechkin. I know Ovechkin might break Gretzky's goals, and I put my foot in the ground on Gretzky was better, right? That's what I do. And yes, even as a better goal scorer, even though he's probably not, but I just hold on to that romanticism of the older guys a little bit. But I agree with you that things do change. It's been 40 years and or 35, whatever years now. And I don't think there's anything wrong with saying Connor McDavid is on the level or even better than what Wayne Gretzky was. It was a different era. Gretzky put up points that are insane, over 200 points in 1 year, you know, scored 92 goals in a season. it was a different time period. Those goalies were flopping around with, like, basically shin guards on right back then. And I'm not taking away from Gretzky, but I do think you can make that argument now.
Right. I was thinking that with, like, the goalies are a lot better than they were then, and he's still doing this. I mean, he's not scoring 90-something goals, but it's just the way he just took over the game. Oh, my God. It was so funny.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Thanks, Curtis. I appreciate you. Thanks for calling back, buddy. Thanks for not saying
no problem.
Either.
No problem. I made it a point to call you today.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Thanks a lot. Look, I mean, no doubt. And maybe you disagree. Maybe you think still it should go to someone on the winning team. I tweeted that this morning, and I already got a response from someone saying, look, if Florida goes and, you know, Bobrovsky still has a really good game, you give it to him. And I have no issue with that. I just think that there's nothing wrong whatsoever now with giving Connor McDavid the Conn Smythe. I mean, what he's done the last two games, unbelievable. And for them to now be in this position to have a chance to come back from 3-0, that would be one of the most historical. Yes, we know it's a historical comeback if they come back, right? We still talk about, you know, the Red Sox doing it to the Yankees, because it's the Red Sox and Yankees, it wasn't in the World Series, but that's a historical 3-0 comeback. It's happened in other sports. It's happened in hockey, just not in the Stanley Cup final. But if it were to happen in this particular situation, we may say this is like the most historical comeback in any, you know, team sports series history, given who the combatants are, right? The star power of McDavid especially, but everybody across the board, what it means to Canada, right? If you think about if they were to finish this off, if they come back, I mean, Canada has not won a Stanley Cup since 1993. And if they're to bring the cup to Canada after 31 years, after being down 3-0 with the greatest player in the world, I mean, it would be that's a 30 for 30 we're doing, right? That 30 for 30 comes out like next week, if that's the case, with the Edmonton Oilers. But I have no issue at all with Connor McDavid winning the Conn Smythe at this point. So thanks a lot, David. Curtis, I'm sorry. Thank you, Curtis, for giving me a call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And of course, Curtis, when he called, was getting connected here on the Extra Point Show. And you can get connected with us. We'll get connected with you, our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. There's been a lot of buzz. Let's stay on hockey today, but I do want to get to, we're going to do a lot of football today too. Jenna Cottrell is going to join me from Rochester. We've had Jenna on before. She's fantastic, and she's going to talk all about what she saw at Bills minicamp and Bills OTAs over the last, you know, 9 weeks that we were all out there and watching different things happen through the 1 day a week portion and then the 3 days we had at minicamp, but also training camp coming back to Rochester. And it's always fun to talk to Jenna, get some, you know, tips for anybody going out to Rochester and St. John Fisher and, you know, what's going to be happening out there starting on July 24th. We know that. That's the Bills' first training camp practice. So we'll talk with Jenna here coming up at the bottom of the hour at 10:30 a.m. Coming up at 11 a.m., very excited also to talk with Seth Walder. Seth is an ESPN sports analytics writer. And he tweeted yesterday, the Bills have actually made a hire in their football research department. Santino Parlato, football research assistant, says per his LinkedIn, and he has confirmed he last worked at Morgan Stanley. So someone like that, like what their role might be in Buffalo. People who do these football research, you know, jobs in analytics in football organizations, you know, what their roles are. But also, Seth is just great on the analytics stuff. He's great on, you know, I do think there's something that he can kind of clarify or at least give a little context to. We have a lot of debates about Sean McDermott, aggressiveness, not aggressiveness. There's a lot of people believe that he's just this conservative play caller. I think Seth's data over the years has showed that's not play caller, I shouldn't say, like fourth down guy. And he's not. He's actually one of the most aggressive. But we'll dive into all of that. And he also, the big reason why I got him on, though, this is the thing with Seth and why I got him on, and I reached out to him. He actually graded every team's offseason. He had one A and two Ds. The Bills are not the A. They are not a D. I'll get to that. We'll talk about that with Seth when he joins us here on the Extra Point Show coming up at 11 a.m. I was chasing a couple other guests. I want to talk about Jeff Skinner. And if I can get a hold of him, I'll let you know. But there's a lot of buzz right now about Jeff Skinner possibly being bought out. And I would say it's even going further than buzz at this point. Because now you have national reporters, insiders, the likes of Elliot Friedman going on his 32 Thoughts podcast and Jeff Merrick talking about Jeff Skinner possibly being bought out. And it's sounding more and more like this is not only a possibility, but it's happening. They're not saying, they're not reporting it's happening, but they are certainly giving credence to this is becoming more and more likely to happen. So Jeff Skinner's buyout, I'm gonna play you the clip, okay? It's going to be a few minutes long here, and we'll give credit. This is, if you ever listen to Elliot Friedman's 32 Thoughts, it's really great. And on his podcast this morning with Jeff Merrick, they have this whole discussion about Jeff Skinner. And what happened was, this was a follow-up from, you may have seen the audio that was been circulating from Sportsnet. So there was the Jeff Merrick show in Sportsnet. Jeff basically said let's throw a dart. Right? He said, let's throw a dart. And Jeff Skinner, let's talk about him. And it was kind of, okay, well, you threw a dart to talk about him. So on 32 Thoughts, though, they went even further. And what you're not going to hear in the audio is, because we cut it off to make it not as long, but Elliot Friedman says, I kind of laughed when you said throw a dart. And yeah, so it's kind of his way of saying, we all know what's going to happen, but we, since it's not 100% sure, we're not going to report it. But I want to go over and what this means for the Sabres to buy out Jeff Skinner. Because if you listen to Elliot Friedman, there's some really interesting parts to this. And we're going to get to that in a minute. Elliot Friedman on the 32 Thoughts podcast. Let's go up to Rob, though, in Connecticut. Hi, Rob. You're on WGR.
Sal, hey, I had to touch. I didn't really want to call, but I have to remind you of something. I was thinking about it. The game was awesome last night. I was loving it. And I just said to Josh, one thing that I don't complain about not being able to see, but last night I wish I could see, because that game was phenomenal. And the pass to Perry I wish I could have seen that. And Perry, actually, they made a statement last night about how he is the only NHL player in history now to score a goal in the Stanley Cup with five different teams, which is a fact. And also the thing I said to my girlfriend, my fiance, I should say, I said, Dave, do you realize...
Don't forget. Please do not forget that you're engaged, okay? Don't do that.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, 1994, the Rangers beat Vancouver in Canada, Game 7, right? USA wins on Canadian territory. Now, if Edmonton goes to Florida, Canada could win it on USA territory. Mm. That would be amazing. Amazing. But
it's going to be interesting to see if they can get it back to even a Game 7, right? If they can do that. It's a great story already. And if they get all that far and then lose it, man, that is a crusher. But this could be an all-time great. It could be an all-time great. Could be an all-time great story, considering McDavid, considering the Oilers, considering Canada's situation. I mean, this is getting very, very, very riveting.
Absolutely. But, I was loving every minute of just listening. It's almost like I can tell when the goals are going to come. But not being able to see it, it kills me. Oh, it kills me. I miss it. But anyway.
Well, listen, it was a beautiful goal last night. It was the position he put himself in to get it to Perry is really what did it, right? And
yeah,
and I know that's the case, but,
defenders.
You have. Yeah, and.
Two defenders.
He did. And, there were like four guys around him, just so you know. And I know you can't see it yourself, Sean McDonough hopefully does it justice. And you can go search some other radio calls. Maybe the Edmonton radio call could help you as well there. You know what I mean, Ron?
Right. But yeah. But
Rob,
hey,
sorry.
Oh, thanks for being my eyes. You know that.
You got it, buddy. Thanks a lot, Rob.
You.
Okay, thank you. Rob in Connecticut right there. Yeah, it was fantastic. I didn't see that goal live. I saw the replay, and then watching the highlights from every angle this morning. Unbelievable. Okay. This is going to be about a 2.5-3 minute clip. So I want you to listen, all right? And we want to give credit here to 32 Thoughts, Elliot Friedman, sportsnet.ca. You can find this audio right there. And we grabbed it from there. This is just on Jeff Skinner. This is a over an hour-long podcast. This is about a 2.5-3 minute clip from an hour-long podcast. It's called 32 Thoughts. This is Elliot Friedman and Jeff Merrick talking about the Sabres. I'm not even going to say possibly. I think even they sound likely to buy out Jeff Skinner. They give a lot of detail, and then I'll kind of piggyback on that after you hear the audio here. This is Elliot Friedman and Jeff Merrick.
So this is something that has been floating around hockey circles for probably, at least it reached my ears about 3 or 4 days ago. And the tough thing is that, you know, the Sabres aren't saying anything. He's represented by Don Meehan. Don Meehan's keeping quiet about it. And what someone else said to me was that you have to be careful because the buyout window doesn't begin until 48 hours after the Stanley Cup is awarded, so things can always change. But I do think it was going to get out. It was, you know, something that more and more people were talking about. Now, you know, someone said to me, why don't the Sabres ask him to waive his no-move clause? And the thing is that if you're Jeff Skinner in this situation and you know the Sabres may want to move on from you, A, you want to control things. That's what you want to do. You want to be in control of the situation. And so it's probably better for you, unless you're absolutely convinced that Buffalo can trade you to a place you want to go. It's probably better for you to say, no, just wait, just buy me out and let me go to a place that I want to go. And secondly, you know, his contract is $9 million. If we go to a situation where he's an unrestricted free agent, he can take his buyout, which is two-thirds of $22 million over 6 years, and he can pick it at whatever salary he wants. Skinner has much more control over the situation as an unrestricted free agent, getting to pick his destination at his salary. So I think that's why Buffalo is kind of in this position. The other interesting thing about it, there's a couple. Number one, for next year, his cap hit would be under $1.5 million using Capitals Friendly. And so it would give Buffalo an extra $7.5 million of cap room. And next year is a huge year for the Sabres. The other thing that kind of interested me about it too is that they're believed to be looking for a couple forwards. One of those edgier depth pieces that we've been talking about, but also a top six forward if they could. And, you know, Skinner, he had 24 goals last year. He scored 40 before. He scored 30 before. I know the big knock on him is, you know, he's played over 1,000 games. He's never made the playoffs, but he can score. So it's a really, really interesting move by the Sabres that will give them a ton of flexibility for next year should it happen. But I always try to be careful with what I say unless I 100% know. So I can't say 100% it's going to happen. But it's definitely out there, and I think we're just waiting to see if Buffalo makes a final decision.
Very, very interesting right there from Elliot Friedman on 32 Thoughts, and he was with Jeff Merrick. I don't think you heard Jeff Merrick much in that clip. Jeff Merrick was on a little before that with him, and they were talking about throwing a dart, and it sounded like, okay, this isn't a dart. This is something they kind of know which is happening. Okay, here's what struck me about this, okay? And I did. I also went to, he called it Capital Friendly. It's capfriendly.com, this website that's only going to be around for like another 12 days and then pfft, see ya, which stinks. It's a great, great resource for contracts and math with all this and RFAs and UFAs and buyouts. But the Washington Capitals bought this website, so we're not going to have any access to it anymore for the public. So get it while you can. And right now I'm looking at it. And Jeff Skinner, his cap hit, if he gets bought out now, is only $1.4 million this year. Now, he normally has a cap hit of $9 million every year, $999 for the next 3 years, okay? 3 years at $9 million. Here's your decision if you're the Sabres. You can keep him on the books for the next 3 years at $9 million each. Or you can clear seven and a half of that this year, another, and then the following year. So he could be at a cap hit of $999, then nothing, or 1.5 this year, 4.5 next year, 6.5 the year after that. And then in the 3 years where he'd count for nothing, you'd still be counting 2.5, which I think because of where the salary cap is going, by the years 27, 28, that's the first year you'd have to actually eat money, not save money. You'd save money for the first 3 years. You'd be saving over the next 3 years. He's due $27 million, okay, in cap hit. It's $999, $27 million. you only actually be paying him $12 million out of the 27 on your cap. But after that, you got to count two and a half for 3 years. But guess what? That salary cap is going to keep going up. There's going to be a lot of shifting between now and then. You can figure your way through it. Dead cap's not something you want to have. You don't love it in football. You don't love it in hockey. But when you can save $7.5 million over that in a Jeff Skinner situation where we all know, yes, he does this one thing really well. He scores goals, but you have a new coach in here, Lindy Ruff, which just doesn't seem like maybe that's the correct kind of mesh. We all know that it just hasn't gone as well as it should have. We hope for the last kind of, you know, half year to year, and you're wondering what to do with him. It just makes the most sense to do this, right? But the thing that really stuck out to me about what Elliot Friedman said right there was the Sabres, he said this is a huge year for the Sabres. We all know that, right? New coach, players need to kind of step up. There's going to be, what was it the other day? Someone said, was it Merrick actually? Merrick was on with Joe and Jeremy. I think they were on together either way though. And Jeff Merrick said, like, if it doesn't go well for the Sabres this year and they miss the playoffs, careers are on the line. Like, they need to make the playoffs. So the organization, from what everybody's at least saying outwardly and indicating, is if they don't break this drought, lots and lots of heads are going to roll. That could mean maybe Lindy for 1 year. I wouldn't doubt it. That could mean Kevin Adams. That could mean a lot of the top-end players they have. But what Elliot Friedman said there was, because of all this, they're looking for two forwards right now. He said one's more the edgier depth forward, right? A guy that can kind of, I don't know, what do you want to call it? Like a Jordan Greenway type player, something like that, right? I think that's probably the kind of the mold you're looking for there, the way I would think about it. And the other one, a top six. You remove Jeff Skinner's salary, you have 7.5 to play with. That's plenty room to get both. Maybe even one really good top six. But they have enough cap room as it is on top of that. That's why this is interesting. I think he's indicating there that Jeff Skinner's going to get bought out. The buyout window is, they say, 24 or 48 hours before the draft, I believe it is. So that's next week. And we'll find out then. But I am now in the mindset and of the mind to say, I think it's pointing to Jeff Skinner being bought out by what everyone's saying. Paul Hamilton came on here yesterday, said he would absolutely do it. We've had a lot of people saying that this makes a lot of sense for the Sabres. And there's Elliot Friedman saying why the Sabres would do it and why Skinner would actually want to do it, as opposed to saying, you know, would you want to get traded somewhere and we can move your no move clause or remove it. And by the way, I mean, that this doesn't seem like it's something that, you know, is in the cards right now. But who knows? You never know there either. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Jenna Cottrell in Rochester is going to join me. And we're going to talk about training camp coming up in Rochester and what happened at Bill's minicamp and get her observations here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sabres will have a pre-draft press conference tomorrow. That starts at 10:30 down at KeyBank Center. It'll be GM Kevin Adams, assistant GM Jerry Fortin. We should be carrying that live here on WGR at 10:30 a.m. Paul Hamilton will be down there. Zach and Josh got you tomorrow. I'll actually be playing in a golf event with Eric Wood for his Evan Wood Foundation fundraiser. That'll be happening tomorrow as well. So I'll be off swinging them on the course while you can hear the Sabres pre-draft press conference. And I'm sure, absolutely positive, there will be questions about Jeff Skinner and a possible buyout. In the meantime, Joe Yurden's going to join me in an hour from now. So just track down Joe. And Joe is he's a host of the Maintenance Day podcast. He's also a contributor on Bleacher Report. We'll get his thoughts on Jeff Skinner and a possible buyout. That comes your way in a half hour from now. But joining me right now on the Wester Hotline, friend of our show, is Jenna Cottrell. You can find her on 13 Wham TV, a sports anchor reporter in Rochester, and of course, covering the Buffalo Bills on the sidelines and other places. Hi, Jenna. Jenna, thanks for joining me today.
Of course. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How has your kind of start to the break a little bit go here? Everybody says, well, it's the off season for you. Like, well, we still have to work, right? But yes, we don't have to go to the stadium every day or a few days a week, I guess.
Yeah. So this is kind of like you said, kind of the slower time now that mandatory minicamp is wrapped up. Now, Dan Fates, myself, Mike Catalano, we're starting to take some vacations. So Dan's going to be away this week. I'm going to be away next week. Mike's going to be away the week after that. But in between, you know, we're covering stuff here in Rochester. Obviously, the Rochester Red Wings, kind of what's going on as people are preparing for the Olympics. And we check in with the Amherst and all those fun things. And, of course, cover the Bills. But, no, it's been kind of a nice slowdown in pace for the craziness that we know that is training camp and the season and all that goes beyond.
Who has the best vacation plans out of you three?
So I'm biased because my mom is from Cape Cod, so we just go to the Cape every year. So I am biased. I know Dan and his family, I think they're going to the Adirondacks. I think Mike will go around, see some family as well down in the South Jersey, Philly area, But yeah, it's a nice moment to kind of get away. As we all know, like there's always a lot going on. So whenever you can get the vacation time, it's always nice to be able to see family, take a breather and relax and kind of recharge before the start of the season.
Yeah. And by the way, so people know, you know, Rochester with baseball coming up and you have the training camp for the Bills, which we'll talk about. They play the Bisons too, so this affects both of them. Dylan Crews apparently getting promoted, and he should be playing for Rochester, right? I mean, he's the number two overall pick in the MLB draft, and he's going to be playing for Rochester shortly.
Yeah, I did see that yesterday. Obviously really exciting, especially after, you know, Garrett Cole being in Rochester on Friday night. That was amazing to see the turnout and the crowd. Now Crews is going to be here. Obviously different parts of their career, but we're really looking forward to doing a story. The Wings right now are away this week in Syracuse, but once he gets back to Rochester, I think it'll be really fun. And again, like another instance where people can get to see some really big players that are on their way up. And it's just exciting. Like, I know some people would be like, oh, Rochester's a smaller market. And it is, but I think there's a lot of talent that doesn't get talked about a lot. And this is just another example of another player that's expected to have a really great career and getting to see him here, you know, for $20 a ticket, not 200 or whatever it is if you're at an MLB park.
You know, a few years ago, there was a thought amongst all of us in the media, a lot of fans, the Bills are done in Fisher, right? They're not going to go back. They're building. They have this new facility. They're building a new stadium eventually. And this is even before the new stadium came about officially, but we all kind of figured it was done. But Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott kept telling all of us, Jenna, that's not the case. We like going to Fisher. We like going out there. It might look a little bit different. And sure enough, it's been shortened a bit, but here they are still. They are still going out to Rochester. They really do enjoy it. What makes it so special for the Bills and this organization to go to Rochester for training camp every year?
You know what? It's funny. When the Bills a couple years ago talked about, we do love Fisher and all this stuff, a little part of me was very skeptical of like, okay, you're building this beautiful new facility, all this stuff. Like, so many teams don't have their training camp away anymore. But I think you're seeing the commitment the Bills do have to Fisher. And Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott have talked about how much it's an important team building aspect. And I know some people might roll their eyes at that. You know, what is this? They're going to be around a campfire singing Kumbaya, all that stuff. But I do really think, especially for a team this year that kind of has so many new faces, training camp is just a great way to kind of set the tone of, all right, these are most of the guys that you are going to be seeing. Let's all be together. And it also, I think it also plays into the fact of, you know, these guys have regular lives. They're out. They have families, most of them, the responsibilities that come with that. And I think it's a nice opportunity for the Bills to get guys kind of away from home, have it be the focus is on football, have that team aspect of, you know, getting to know one another. And just, let's be real, like, you're spending way more time than what you would be if you're just going to the facility and coming home all together. And I think that's just such a benefit for the team. And yeah, I was kind of skeptical of it, of like, all right, they say they love the Bills, they say they love Fisher, but they really do, because year after year, they have been coming back to Pittsburgh, and it's really cool to see. And then selfishly, I'll admit too, like, the fans getting to be able to be so close and having so many kids get to be right along that fence and seeing the Bills players afterwards sign, and Josh Allen last year, it felt like he stayed an extra 2 hours to sign everyone's autograph. Like, those are the types of moments that you just sometimes don't get in other environments. So it's just really, I love it. It seems like the team really loves it as well. I don't know how much the players love, you know, being in a dorm, which is fair. But I think it just does so much for the organization, especially, like I said, with so many guys that are newer to the team going to be on there this year.
Yeah, I mean, especially the bigger players who might not fit in the beds, right? I mean, like, those things aren't the biggest things in the world for them to sleep in. I can't imagine that. In the meantime, though, we're going to reverse roles here because you've been coming out to Buffalo for OTAs and minicamp. I'll be going to Rochester with the rest of the Buffalo media for training camp. Yeah. But when you did come out here, give me something, anybody, maybe that impressed you, caught your eye, something that maybe surprised you in any way throughout the 9 weeks and the time we're here, and especially maybe during the three-day minicamp.
Yeah, I mean, I think Kaiir Elam, to me, was someone that continually made plays throughout the offseason.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And, you know, this spring he had the opportunity with Rasul Douglas not going to any of the OTAs, and then Christian Benford had an excused absence during mandatory minicamp. So he got that time on the field, and he was early on in the spring, like, he had an interception, a pick here, a pick there, and I was like, okay, it's early, you know, like, let's see type of thing. But then he continually made good plays. And for me, Kaiir is, you know, he's an interesting guy. Obviously a former first round pick, the expectations, the weight that comes with that, and then having a guy like Christian Benford, who's so much later round pick, being able to take over that starting role a couple years ago. And I'm going to be honest, I don't want to say wrote him off, but I was kind of like, you know, do you really trust Kaiir in these big moments? He obviously had the interception against the Steelers in the playoffs, but even that, it was like, ooh, you know, he had the penalties before that. It looked very shaky. But I think for him, and McDermott even said it, it's a clean slate this year. Or maybe it was Babich, but one of them said, it's a clean slate for Kaiir. And I think I see his confidence growing. I think last year, these last couple of years have been a moment where, you know, he's not really struggled, and he's had to struggle and put himself back together, his confidence, his psyche included in that. And I think it's just great to see a guy like that, who you spent so much draft capital on, beginning to show that ability that we all thought was there all along. But that to me was kind of cool, because you know, it's someone that they did invest so much in. So he was definitely a bright spot for me. I would say the defense overall. I mean, and also, just, I'm going to keep going with this question, but Matt Milano just being back out on the field, like, that is a bright spot. I think that's a sigh of relief for so many of the players out there, like the caliber of guy that he is and what he adds to this defense. And, you know, seeing him and Terrell Bernard be out there is just, I mean, that's a huge boost. Just, they didn't really get that much time on the field last year together, but when they did, they made plays. I think of that Washington Commanders game. So, I just think those were definitely some bright spots from the spring for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Bernard and Milano, if they can both stay healthy and be on the field, they could have maybe the best duo, if not one of the best, certainly in the NFL. Yeah. Kyrie Elam, a clean slate, also with a new coach, Jamil Adai, right? That obviously helps, a different set of eyes that he'll be working with this year. But speaking of different, that's what the wide receiver room is going to be. Very, very different. They draft Keon Coleman, of course, a lot of eyes on him early on in the offseason. We're out there watching. No more Stephon Diggs, no more Gabe Davis, plus a lot of the leadership. Mitch Morris also gone from that side of the ball. How do you think they'll navigate through this? And is it as simple as they have 17, they'll be okay?
Yes. First of all, as you know, Sal, when we walk into practice, we get a roster card of all the players that are on the team. And in years past, I'm sure, like you, I look and I'm like, oh, that's cute. Okay, I know 99% of the guys that are out there. But this year, going in the spring, I'm like, okay, wait, who is one? Oh, yeah, Curtis Samuel. Okay, which Keon? Yeah, like, there are so many new guys, and it is so different. And I think we've seen kind of the bumps that come along this offseason with just having so many players trying to get in and, you know, acclimate themselves, not just to a new playbook, but to being in Buffalo. And I think, yes, you have Josh Allen and the caliber of player that he is. I will say, and I will say it with my chest, that, you know, the Bills have an open Super Bowl window, and Josh Allen is being Josh Allen. But the other side of that, too, is this is going to take time. This is going to take time implementing Joe Brady's offense, having these guys be comfortable, having the little, you know, things that Stephon Diggs, Josh Allen knew about Stephon Diggs. Okay, on this route, he kind of breaks more inside or he does this. Those little intricacies that can really be played out when you're in a game that matters so much. So for me, I look at this wide receiver group and say, hey, there are some guys that are very talented. You're also, my worry is that you're projecting a lot of these players to take a step forward in a way that we have not seen yet. Like, I look at Khalil Shakir, phenomenal player. He obviously took a step forward at the end of last season. But now the expectations on him is that he will continue to move forward in terms of his progression. Obviously, the Bills want that, fans want that, all those things. But the fear is, okay, is he able to do that? Because I think a lot of fans would agree with Gabriel Davis, like, after that 4-touchdown game against the Chiefs, it was like that was his coming out party. Gabe Davis is that guy. It's almost like a 1A, 1B between him and Stephon Diggs. And then it didn't really come to fruition. So I think for me, there's a little bit of hesitancy. I do believe that they have the talent, that they have the coaching, they have the ability that they can get there. But I think it will be a lot more bumps and bruises along the way. And that's another reason why I think training camp is so huge for this team. Getting to spend that much more time together, getting to be around each other that much more. And I just think that that will be the key for this team. But yeah, there I have some concerns if we're being honest with it, but I also have the hope of, okay, it's Josh Allen. He will be the leader that this team needs him to be, and others will fall in line behind that.
Jenna Cottrell, 13 WHAM TV in Rochester, also one of the hosts at Buffalo Plus, along with Mike Catalana and Dan Fates, talking about the Bills. Schedule this year, it's a pretty interesting, tough schedule. Any road trips you're looking forward to, any cities to visit, anything like that on the schedule that stands out to you for any football or personal reasons?
Yeah, so we do on the Buffalo Plus channel, we do a draft because Mike Catalana goes to every game, and then Dan Fates and myself split up the road game between the two of us. So
I like this.
I was thinking, I'm like, there's no way. Dan had the first pick this year because I got London last year. So, you know, only fair. Respect that.
Yep.
And so I've never been to Seattle. I always try to knock off stadiums that I haven't been to, experiences that I've always wanted to do. So I have never been to Seattle, and it's in late October, and I'm like, there is no reason that Dan Fates is not going to pick Seattle. Like, it just, I completely had it off my board. I was like, I'm going to go to Baltimore, which is going to be an amazing game, great city, all this stuff. And then it's actually Dan's birthday. So, and he has two daughters, and he wanted to be home with his family.
I love it.
Which I respect. And I was like,
plus, he knows you want to go to Seattle, and Dan's your buddy. And he's like, you know what? That's cool for Jenna, right? Come on. There's got to be a little of that, right?
I mean, he definitely did me a solid with that, but I was shocked. I was like, what?
So did you get two picks after he had one? Like, how did this go? Was it like a snake draft?
So we do alternating picks. So okay. We should probably, maybe next year. You know what? That's a good idea, Sal. Maybe we'll do a snake draft next year.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I ended up getting Seattle, which is cool, LA, which I like.
Yeah.
Just going out there to see the sunshine, Detroit, which is always fun. I'm trying to think of some other games.
Indy,
I like,
Baltimore, yeah. Jets.
So Dan actually got all those. So, Houston. I am excited for Houston. I think that'll be good.
For sure.
Obviously, the dramatics of what that will be like. Which, okay, I want to ask you a question, Sal.
Yeah.
What do you think the pregame Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs interaction will be? Because
I think it'll be friendly. I think it'll be some sort of, you know, bro five little, hey, how you doing? I don't think there'll be anything of a story other than positivity.
I completely agree. It's going to be a dap up right at the middle of the field, a 50-yard line like that, a little chat, and then, all right, man, love you. See you later. It's going to be exactly that. So I'm curious how things will play up into that, like the national coverage of everything. But I am excited for that game because I do want to see CJ Stroud too and see how Diggs is like adjusting to a completely new team with all that talent. So, but yeah, I don't know. It's always fun looking at the schedule.
You got some good trips there. You got two West Coast trips. You got Houston. Yeah. You made out with the second pick there, Jenna.
I was shocked. Believe me, I was like, are you sure? Like I asked, I was like, are you sure you like Seattle? He's like, yeah, I just want to be with my family. Which again,
that's awesome.
Absolutely, like. He's like, I didn't want my daughter to say, you know, happy birthday to me on FaceTime. And I was like, okay, yeah, totally get it. But yeah, I did feel like I was robbing him a little bit, if we're being honest. But no, it's always good.
Before I let you go, you mentioned Gerrit Cole in Rochester. So Gerrit Cole's going to pitch tonight. I'm a big Yankee fan. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting to watch him. Tell me what it was like in Rochester that night to have Gerrit Cole come back on his rehab assignment in AAA. And I'm telling you right now, like, I am so dialed in on tonight's game because of what happened to Aaron Judge last night.
Yeah,
and
totally
it's
fair.
Like, you know, Aaron Judge gets hit in the hand. He said he was pissed about it. And he said more so for, you know, the at bat for himself. But he said they like to throw up and in. I do not want, like, Gerrit Cole to have this on him on his first start, if that makes sense, to have to go brush someone back or even worse, right? But that might be what we're looking at tonight. What was it like with Gerrit Cole? And that whole situation is going to be wild tonight.
It was honestly nuts in Rochester. Like, the lines to get into the stadium were wrapped around farther than I've ever seen them. It was the second largest Wings crowd at Innovative Field history. Like, it was standing room only, and just the energy was so it was so cool. Like, to see a guy like that pitch in Rochester, the fans were so into it. You know, he pitched well too, 10 strikeouts on the day. He seems like a really nice guy too. After he pitched, you know, we went down the media tunnel and we're doing the interviews. And as you know, Sal, like, I sometimes use the camera, so you know, I'm trying to set up the camera, and sometimes guys will just start talking, which is totally fair. And you know, I don't care either way. I respect that they have their job that they got to do in front of the media too. But he waited for me, and I was like, that is so kind. I really appreciate it. Made my job a lot easier. So he seems like a really great dude. And just, yeah, I mean, I'm curious how tonight will go. Like, I saw Alex Verdugo talking a little smack about, you know, what happened to Judge, obviously. So that will be something. But it seemed like, you know, the vibe that we got from Gerrit Cole was that him being in Rochester, a part of the progression, better hitters, you know, more intense, all this stuff, that is what he felt like he needed. He pitched 70 pitches, said he had more in the tank, said he felt good, said all the things that you would want him to say as he gets up to pitch tonight. So I think this is obviously a big deal for him, for the team, but it seems like he's in the right headspace and feeling the way he should going into tonight.
We could talk for a lot longer, but I do have to hit a timeout here. Jenna Cottrell, you can follow her on Twitter at Jenna Cottrell, 2 T's, 2 L's. She's at 13 Wham TV in Rochester, also a co-host of the Buffalo Plus YouTube show with Dan Fates, with Mike Catalana. Every time you're on, we get amazing feedback from fans on how great you are to listen to and how knowledgeable you are. And I want to tell you, I know you're fantastic and you love TV, but if you ever want a seat in radio, you're always welcome on this show, no doubt.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. That means a lot for coming from you too.
You got it.
And the fans.
You got it. Thanks a lot, Jenna. Enjoy your off season. We'll catch up soon.
Sounds good. You too. Bye.
All right, that is Jenna Cottrell. Yeah, she does a great job out there in Rochester. Her and Dan Fates and Mike Catalana. And it is a reversal of roles. They've been coming out to Buffalo, but obviously in July, we go out to Rochester for training camp. I do have to hit a timeout. We'll come back. We'll talk briefly. And I want to set up tonight again with what happened last night. We didn't see it with Aaron Judge. And whew, it sounds like relief here, of course. But now Garrett Cole's going to be pitching. Orioles, oh my gosh. We'll do that. And then we're going to get to Seth Walder of ESPN at the top of the hour. Joe Yurden at the bottom of the next hour, 11:30, to talk about Jeff Skinner. A lot more on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. All right, so I said it earlier, and I'll just set it up for you again. Last night, in case you didn't see it. Almost knocked myself off the air there for a second. In case you didn't see it, Aaron Judge got hit in the hand with a pitch. And he was not happy, obviously, because getting hit in the hand. But also he said, the Orioles like to pitch up and in. Yankees want to beat the Orioles. Big series for them, the two teams. 4-2 is the final score. But now Garrett Cole pitches tonight for the Yankees. And I don't know if this is going to be, there's any sort of, pitching up and in, retaliation, retribution. Probably not. But, this is baseball. They have long memories, so you don't have to do it tonight if you don't want to do it at all. Not saying they even should do it, but we know how these things go. In the meantime, thankfully, it sounds like Aaron Judge will be okay, although he did actually go for x-rays and imaging and all that in his hand, but he should be okay tonight. 7:05 is the Yankees-Orioles game. The Stanley Cup Final does not resume again for a couple of more days, so on Friday night, it's going to be the Game 6 being played at Edmonton, Florida at Edmonton, Panthers and Oilers Game 6. We'll take a timeout here. Seth Walder of ESPN, he's going to join us here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
But no, it's always good.
Before I let you go, you mentioned Garrett Cole in Rochester. So Garrett Cole's going to pitch tonight. I'm a big Yankee fan. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting to watch him. Tell me what it was like in Rochester that night to have Garrett Cole come back on his rehab assignment in AAA. And I'm telling you right now, like, I am so dialed in on tonight's game because of what happened to Aaron Judge last night.
Yeah,
and
totally
it's like, Aaron Judge gets hit in the hand. He said he was pissed about it. And he said more so for, the at bat for himself. But he said they like to throw up and in. I do not want, Garrett Cole to have this on him on his first start, if that makes sense, to have to go brush someone back or even worse, right? But that might be what we're looking at tonight. What was it like with Garrett Cole? And that whole situation is going to be wild tonight.
It was honestly nuts in Rochester. Like, the lines to get into the stadium were wrapped around farther than I've ever seen them. It was the second largest Wings crowd in Innovative Field history. Like, it was standing room only, and just the energy was so, it was so cool. Like, to see a guy like that pitch in Rochester, the fans were so into it. You know, he pitched well too, 10 strikeouts on the day. He seems like a really nice guy too. After he pitched, you know, we went down the media tunnel and we're doing the interviews. And as you know, Sal, like, I sometimes use the camera. So, you know, I'm trying to set up the camera, and sometimes guys will just start talking, which is totally fair. And, you know, I don't care either way. I respect that they have their job that they got to do in front of the media too. But he waited for me, and I was like, that is so kind. I really appreciate it. Made my job a lot easier. So he seems like a really great dude. And just, yeah, I mean, I'm curious how tonight will go. Like, I saw Alex Verdugo talking a little smack about, you know, what happened to Judge, yeah, obviously. So that will be something. But it seemed like, you know, the vibe that we got from Gerrit Cole was that him being in Rochester, a part of the progression, better hitters, you know, more intense, all this stuff, that is what he felt like he needed. He pitched 70 pitches, said he had more in the tank, said he felt good, said all the things that you would want him to say as he gets up to pitch tonight. So I think this is obviously a big deal for him, for the team, but it seems like he's in the right headspace and feeling the way he should going into tonight.
We could talk for a lot longer, but I do have to hit a timeout here. Jenna Cottrell, you can follow her on Twitter, at Jenna Cottrell, 2 T's, 2 L's. She's at 13 Wham TV in Rochester, also a co-host of the Buffalo Plus YouTube show with Dan Fates, with Mike Catalana. Every time you're on, we get amazing feedback from fans on how really great you are to listen to and how knowledgeable you are. And I want to tell you, I know you're fantastic and you love TV, but if you ever want a seat in radio, you're always welcome on this show, no doubt.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. That means a lot for coming from you, too.
You got it.
And the fans.
You got it. Thanks a lot, Jenna. Enjoy your offseason. We'll catch up soon.
Sounds good. You too. Bye.
All right. That is Jenna Cottrell. Yeah, she does a great job out there in Rochester. Her and Dan Fates and Mike Catalana. And it is a reversal of roles. They've been coming out to Buffalo, but obviously in July, we go out to Rochester for training camp. I do have to hit a timeout. We'll come back. We'll talk briefly. And I want to set up tonight again with what happened last night. We didn't see it with Aaron Judge. And it sounds like relief here, of course, but now Gerrit Cole's going to be pitching. Orioles, oh my gosh. We'll do that, and then we're going to get to Seth Walder of ESPN at the top of the hour, Joe Yerden at the bottom of the next hour, 11:30, to talk about Jeff Skinner. A lot more on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. All right, so I said it earlier, and I'll just set it up for you again. Last night, in case you didn't see it, almost knocked myself off the air there for a second. In case you didn't see it, Aaron Judge got hit in the hand with a pitch. And he was not happy, obviously, because, getting hit in the hand. But also he said, you know, the Orioles like to pitch up and in. Yankees want to beat the Orioles. Big series for them, the two teams. 4-2 is the final score. But now Gerrit Cole pitches tonight for the Yankees. And I don't know if this is going to be, there's any sort of, you know, pitching up and in, retaliation, retribution. Probably not. But, you know, this is baseball. They have long memories, so you don't have to do it tonight if you don't want to do it at all. Not saying they even should do it, but we know how these things go. In the meantime, thankfully, it sounds like Aaron Judge will be okay, although he did actually go for x-rays and imaging and all that in his hand, but he should be okay tonight. 7:05 is the Yankees-Orioles game. The Stanley Cup Final does not resume again for a couple of more days, so on Friday night, it's going to be the Game 6 being played at Edmonton, Florida at Edmonton, Panthers and Oilers Game 6. We'll take a timeout here. Seth Walder of ESPN, he's going to join us here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.